This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. I was at the hardware store this past weekend, and for the umpteenth time, really every time I go in there, actually, the cashier gave me my receipt, circled the thing down at the bottom, and said, take our customer survey. You'll have a chance to win $50. Great. If those ubiquitous customer satisfaction surveys bug you like they do some of us, I feel your pain. But also, we know who to thank. His name is Fred Reichheld. He invented the customer satisfaction survey, now found at checkout stands, fine retail establishments, and definitely in your inbox. He's a fellow and a consultant at Bain & Company. We got him on the phone to talk things over about this. Mr. Reichheld, thanks for coming on the program.
Thank you very much.
14 years ago, you invent this new way for us to figure out brand loyalty. Why did you do that?
Well, it's interesting. I really wasn't much of a fan of surveys. At Bain & Company, where I've worked for so long, we like financial results. So we looked at customer behaviors that were indicators of loyalty, things like coming back for more, repeat purchase, recommending to friends. And a long story short, we came up with a two-question survey, essentially one and then an explanation that would get to the core of have we earned your loyalty and how could we do a better job next time?
But here's the thing. Every time you turn around now, there's a customer satisfaction survey. It can be a grocery store. It can be a movie rental place. It can be almost anything. And I wonder if you haven't created something of a monster here.
There's no question. There is a tsunami of surveys that's just overwhelming. And I think of it as a little bit of a pollution effect that we have to find a way to overcome.
What do you make of this world we're in then where you have Yelp reviews and Amazon reviews, and people get rated all the time online?
The intentions are excellent, but I see too many of these, including Yelp and Amazon, where it appears to me that at least a third of the reviews are fake, and they have intention behind them. When I wrote the first book and saw reviews that were completely negative, I saw that these were competitors of mine that just didn't like my business. It wasn't that the book was bad. And I think everyone in the marketplace faces this. Gee, I want my mother-in-law to write a positive review for me, and the competitors are out there slamming me. So this issue of credibility, I think, is an enormous one.
All right. So what's the last, without naming any names necessarily, unless you want to, what's the last lousy consumer experience you had, and what'd you do about it?
Oh, dear. I suppose it was this weekend when I went and bought a new car. And we went through this terrible negotiation process where people lie and misrepresent and just gets it off on a horrible footing. And then you get this this pressure that you got to give them a 10 or they're going to lose their job. I think.
So what'd you do?
I called up the head of the company and I said, this system is well-intentioned, but you've got to change it.
So you got your customer survey satisfaction thing, and you drummed up some consulting business.
Well, I'm not sure if there are any business, but you know, my long-term goal in life is to have an impact, and I think I might.
Mr. Reichheld, thanks very much for your time, sir.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.